Call of Duty breaks records as publisher faces Hong Kong backlash. A mobile version of video game Call of Duty has been downloaded more than 100 million times in its first week. However, a boycott aimed at the game's publisher, Activision Blizzard, has been launched after Blizzard placed a 12-month ban on a Hearthstone gamer who staged an online protest over a political crisis in Hong Kong. The hashtag Blizzard Boycott is now trending on Twitter. The boycotters included Mark Kern, a developer who has worked for Blizzard. "It's done," tweeted Mr. Kern, with a screenshot suggesting he had just canceled his subscription to World of Warcraft. "Unless, until they completely reverse their stance on this issue, which unfortunately doesn't seem likely, they will get no money from me," wrote one Reddit user in a long thread about the boycott. The latest title in the hugely popular Call of Duty franchise has been well received by gamers, according to the download statistics from SensorTall. The company said the game, which was released on the 1st October, had enjoyed the biggest mobile launch yet. A PC and console title, Call of Duty: Modern Warfare, is due to be released on 25th October. Some social media users encouraged those who had pre-ordered the game to ask for refunds. Meanwhile, video games industry commentator Rod Breslaw noticed that in another live-streamed Hearthstone tournament game, one player held up a sign saying, "Free Hong Kong, boycott Blizzard." Activision Blizzard's share price had fallen by 2.3% by the close of trading on Tuesday. However, the backlash was unlikely to cause serious commercial problems for Activision Blizzard, said James Batchelor, UK editor at GamesIndustry.biz. "It's negative PR, and that's never great for a company, but I can't remember an instance where a consumer-led boycott has led to a significant drop in sales in the video games industry," he told the BBC. "These games have such a vast audience that I would almost say almost half don't know what's happening. The vast majority of Call of Duty players are so casual, so mainstream." Seth Barton, editor of a gaming industry magazine, MCV, argued that the boycott was unlikely to have a significant impact. "Activision Blizzard didn't have much choice in the matter," he argued. "By allowing any such protest, it would have to either allow all such protests or become an arbiter of what's acceptable and what's not." BBC News has contacted Activision Blizzard for a comment. Why are some gamers angry with Blizzard? Nim Wai Chung is the name of the gamer banned for 12 months by Blizzard. He uses the pseudonym BlizzChung. During a post-match interview on the Officer Hearthstone Taiwan video stream, he donned a gas mask and shouted, "Liber Hong Kong, revolution of our age." Blizzard said tournament rules said players must not offend people or damage the company's image. Other U.S. technology have become embroiled in the controversy over Hong Kong. China's state media this week criticized Apple for listing an app in its app store designed to track the movement of police officers in Hong Kong. The People's Daily newspaper said the app was an endorsement for writers. The tool, hkmap.live, was not named explicitly by the newspaper. It works by asking users to cite the location of police and anti-government protesters. This data is then displayed on a map.